The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, February 21. We got the League of Women Voters with us today and the Cultural Affairs Department from the City of Columbia. Let's start with Linda Kaiser, League of Women Voters. Welcome.
Thank you.
To Radio Friends. We had the election last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that it really meant nothing. It cost about $7 million to do that election, and we got out, we voted, but none of our votes are going to really count for anything.
Exactly.
Right. So how did the League feel about that?
The League always believes that voting is good.
Yeah. And I voted simply under the principle that I wanted to vote because we had an election. But I knew when I cast that vote, it wasn't going to mean a thing.
Well, the League's position basically is that every citizen ought to have the right without hindrance to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting harder and harder to do from year to year.
What are some of the topics that we want to bring up
today?
Well,
there's a couple of things.
Privatization, right?
Yeah, that's the main thing we're talking about. I'll note that there's an education committee meeting this week or early next week that everyone's invited to come to. And we'll have election forums coming up in mid-March, but you'll hear about that later. Mostly what the League is working on now is a privatization study. The League doesn't have a position, so it's a national study looking at the principles, what principles ought to be involved if a government decides they want to privatize some function. There's been some recent discussions on making I-70 a tollway, which would be run by a private entity.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for the citizens?
It means more money for this. It means the citizens having to spend more money.
That it does. But it also means – does it also mean if a private entity is running this that the citizens no longer have a voice in or knowledge about how the money is spent, where it's going? Those are questions that I think are important before any final decision gets made on a question like this on it. So that's what we're studying now is what kinds of issues ought to be involved in it. We've got a discussion meeting. Everyone is invited to come on Wednesday night this week at 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow night. 22nd.
At a home of one of our secretary. And tomorrow at noon, we'll be at the home of another board member.
Okay, well, how do people find out where they're going?
They can go on our website. They can call me at 474-1407.
Okay, 474-1407, and you can tell them where the location of the two meetings tomorrow.
Right. And if they're League members, then they can get it from the voter that we sent out. But yeah.
All right, and we're just about out of time. Was there something else you wanted to mention?
No, that'll cover it.
All right, so there are two meetings tomorrow, February 22nd, one at noon and one in the
– Wednesday night at 7, Thursday at noon.
Okay.
And it'll be discussing what's involved in the study and giving our members and anyone else who's there information.
And everybody is invited.
Everybody's
phone
invited.
Number to call again for more information.
474-1407.
Linda, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Women Voters. Good to have you here. Now we got Chris Stevens, City of Columbia Cultural Affairs.
I prefer Art Czar.
Okay,
That's the art czar.
Chris Stevens, the art czar. So you've been in this position now how long?
Oh, just over 2 months at this point.
So how is the art czar doing after two months?
I'm a little overwhelmed, exhausted, but excited at the same time. It has been a trial by fire. There's been lots going on, but it's all good stuff.
So how is our culture standing in Columbia?
Great. I mean, we have a ton of great activities throughout town, diverse offerings in just about anything, whether you like dance, theater, music, we've got it out there.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
And we've got some good stuff. Now what we need is people to get off the couch and actually come take advantage
of
all
that. Last week we had Ed Hansen on.
That's right, sure.
And he's starting a new theater production, talking
Talking Horse.
Talking Horse production.
That's right.
Right, at the Berlin Theater.
That's right. Another great example. Very small, intimate theater, but a great way to go see some theater, some dance, music, and really have an intimate experience.
So how do you compare Columbia to a much larger city like St. Louis or Kansas City as far as what we have available to us?
I think per capita, we've probably got just as many offerings as they
or
do.
More.
Now, obviously, they have much grander places to do these performances, and maybe in
hey,
many
we've
cases
got a pretty
have
grand
deeper
place with the Missouri
exactly
Theater.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And they may have deeper pockets, but I think per capita and in terms of the diversity of offerings, we're just as good as them.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
You don't need to go to St. Louis, stick in your own backyard, support the local arts, go out and have a nice dinner, and go see a play, go see a music, go see the ballet, contemporary ballet. They're awesome.
Okay. So this covers it all. We're covering every angle here
just
in the city
about.
Of Columbia. And for the people in the surrounding areas, I'd love to have you come,
that's right. Come in
into the city.
Eat at one of our fine restaurants, go see one of our art events. Hmm.
So you're kind of like the ambassador, aren't you?
The czar. I'm the czar.
When you look into the spring and summer, what do you see as the highlights for the city?
Well, I mean, I think one of the biggest that we have is literally coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's the True False Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, have you been yet, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. One of the best – my favorite weekend in Columbia, there's the True False Film Festival coming up March 1st through 4th, and there will be people from all over the country coming to Columbia, wandering a downtown, seeing these documentary film festival, interacting with all of the directors. They're always here.
How many people end up coming into town
That's a tough call. I think they sell pretty close to 40,000 individual tickets. Now, with that is probably about 12,000 to 15,000 individuals, but they sell 40,000 tickets. But you get about, 15,000 people downtown. And in terms of how many people come from out of town, I can't answer that. But I do know it's one of those activities in Columbia outside of sports that draws people from both Kansas City, St. Louis.
Roots and Blues.
Roots and Blues is my second favorite weekend.
Oh, okay.
After
okay.
the True False.
So if people want to find out about all the different events that are going on in the city of Columbia, is there one place they can go?
There is a good place. If you go to our website, which is GoColumbiaMO.com/arts, arts with a capital A. We do have a listing in what we call our Arts Express newsletter. It tells you everything that's going on for the next couple months.
Okay, so give us the website one more time.
Yeah, it's www.GoColumbiaMO.com/arts, arts with a capital A,
okay.
Or you won't get there.
All right, and you have all the information of everything you need to know about what's going on in the city.
It's a good comprehensive listing.
Chris Stevens, thank you so much for
coming.
Thanks
for having me. Always good to see you.
Please come back again.
I promise.
What do you call yourself? The czar?
The art czar. Somebody called me the czart the other day. But
okay. The art czar. Tomorrow, River City Habitat for Humanity and Rockbridge High School Theater. Our show, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program or listen to it again, you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and click on Radio Friends. Bye-bye.